May I speak, please?
Oh, yes, yes, you're very welcome.
I have been listening to you very, very carefully.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes, good.
Yes, I am pleased that you are all trying so hard to mend your bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I would agree with the knowledge that you must allow the body to be in charge and not the pills.
Yes, that's right.
What you are not doing quite is to allow yourselves to be able to talk to your own body.
Mm-hmm.
Forgive that. There is no need for me to be coughing.
Ah, good.
Yes. Mm. So, where were we? Yes, I know.
Mm.
If only you could take a step further, you could change and transmute every part of your physical bodies.
Mm. Mm.
There are many good people on your earth at this time working tirelessly for cures.
Yes.
And we would never dispute what they do. And yes, when it comes to money, some people are in fact wavering from the right pathway.
Mm. Yes.
But generally, they are going in the right direction as far as teaching goes.
Mm. Good.
So what you should be trying to cultivate is the complete knowledge of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
As individuals.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It is not as difficult as it sounds.
Mm. Yeah, we have to listen to our bodies more.
Yes. You have to be in tune, not just with the body as a whole, but as an individual with many parts,
mm-hmm.
which you are.
Right, yes, yes, we've got all these different organs and systems.
And different limbs.
And some of them are probably happier than others sometimes.
And I know some of you may find it strange or amusing that you talk with yourselves about your bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I find it amusing listening to you. Yeah. I would like the gentleman who was speaking earlier to focus on his problems individually. And all you have to do is thank that organ or whatever it may be and continue for it to heal itself, with you being the one in control.
Mm.
You have to give love to every bit.
I think that was Graham's hernia.
Ah,
yes,
she's talking to me. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
You
for
must
that noise.
Send love to the areas
yes.
that are in trouble.
Yes.
It is up to you to focus and to continue, not just to do these things.
Mm.
How would you call it?
Occasionally.
Once or twice.
Yes, once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
such good advice.
But sort of on a daily basis until it's...
All of the time, whenever you have a moment.
Yes.
Yeah, you would be surprised what can be achieved.
Oh, yes. Well, so thank you for that. That's good.
We know that through our healing meditations.
Yes.
When we don't focus on ourselves, we get all the aches and pains, and we're asking for other people.
And when you are in meditation, that is the time to try to erase all of these conditions.
I always send love to every chakra when I usually I do it every day when I'm meditating, because I do feel that there is a sort of boost that happens. I don't know if I'm doing it as well as I could be, but I try to do
whatever that. You feel is the best for you is the way to be doing it. After all, you are sent to this earthly world for a good reason. So you must try to find yourselves and become a whole with all that you are. I must apologize for any interruption I have caused but I was listening and I was quite amused.
No, it's very interesting. I think we're all very interested in this. So it's like if you've got a pain or...
Yes, you can be rid of it in a second.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you should... How would you approach the pain? With thanks or...?
Yes, you must give thanks first to the body that allows itself to be contained, and then you work with love. And
I definitely wasn't doing that with my leg today. I was feeling like I wanted to chop it off this morning. So
that's
obviously why it's got worse. I need to be giving it some love.
You must give love, because how would you like to be a leg chopped off? You would not, would you?
Not really, no. It would be horrible.
I know I am being very flippant, but it is a serious subject.
And also because I'm often telling other people to send love to their body. So I have to make sure I do it myself, otherwise, you know, I don't have the right to keep telling other people.
Practice
of
reach.
Exactly, practice. I like to try and do that generally.
Yes, you must practice what lady said that.
Practice what you preach.
Yes, practice what you preach.
Because then we're more authentic, aren't we? We are authentic.
Well, I hope so.
We try.
Anyway, I will go. But again, I beg your pardon for the interruption.
No, thank you for popping in. Is this your first time coming to this group?
Yes, I'm perhaps what you would call a listener. And I go to lots of places and try to pick up what they are trying to do. Yes.
Sometimes if it's a long illness, do you sometimes need to go to the root of when it first started, or...
Yes, that is part of listening to the body, like I said, of course. And the gentleman who we've been speaking to can acknowledge that fact.
Well, that's right.
So
again,
he has no need to doubt it.
He's got some experience, hasn't he?
Yes.
But it is up to the human brain and the mind to work together before any healing would take place.
Another thing I have done is, and I try to do still if I think there's a need ever, but going back to looking at the whole of the life, and I also, sometimes I give thanks for healing for anything traumatic or emotional, any residue of that that might be within any part of my body still. I give thanks for healing for things which could be a long, long time ago still carried, because sometimes I think we're not always sure, you know, if we still, you know, if it occurs to me, then I might do that too. I have done it, and I've even felt energy leave my body when I've, a particular part of my body, when I've had a question about it. And I've actually felt that release.
You are your body.
Sorry?
You are your body.
Yes, exactly.
Every part belongs to you. Not to this gentleman or that lady or that gentleman, but to you.
Yes.
I must say to you, you're such nice people, I like you. But I want to say, you know, love yourselves first. Even if you feel you have perfect health, just go a little deeper, little deeper, and work on that area.
Thank you. Can we be nosy and ask your name? And
it would be very nosy.
Yes.
I'm not being rude, really, but no, I prefer not.
Prefer not to. That's fine. Yeah.
Give you my. No, I have many names.
I know it's like when you first started talking, it seemed like you had a Eastern European accent or something.
Yeah.
Then it changed.
I'm but quite clever.
We're all sort
not
of
really. I am. You can see why I do not visit very often, can't you?
There's different aspects, perhaps.
Yes,
we've all got multiple sort of aspects to us, I think.
Yes, if you want to speak any other tongue, you can do so. You must remember to take command of yourselves.
Yeah.
It is not so far-fetched as you think.
No, I know we've got so much more, there's so much more to us. All of us, I think we can aim as high as we like, can't we? There's no limits.
The responsibility lies with each one of you. And now I really must go.
Well, thank you for popping in.
And all that good advice.
And
thank you.
Come again if you happen to be passing this way.
Was that a joke?
Yes.
I thought so.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
And goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bless you.